This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One thing people don't get about Islam, or they don't register, is that we're not living life according to what we like and don't like, right? That's not our criteria. Whether it comes to praying five times a day, wearing hijab, anything in the deen. It's not about what I like. It's not about what I want. We're living according to what God wants. We're living for what Allah wants. And so, you know, some people, they get it twisted and they just like can't comprehend because they're so used to and addicted to living according to every single thing that they want. The second they want something, they have to do it. They have to have it. They have to implement it. And if they don't, it's like existential crisis. Oh my God, I can't do what I want. Look at it. You're a snowflake. You know, look at how weak you are. You can't get what you want. By definition, you can't get what you want, everything that what you want in life. So you're tying your happiness and your satisfaction to a fool's errand, to something that's impossible to do, right? When it comes to living for Allah, living for God, that's something that you can do. And God is merciful. So you do your best and then, yeah, you have shortcomings, you fall short or whatever, but it's going to all be okay in the end, right? So, you know, people get it twisted and they look at Islam through the wrong lenses and they think, oh, these people are oppressed. They can't imagine how someone would want to live this life, how someone would want to fast 30 days of a year. They literally can't comprehend. What does every single Muslim say after Ramadan? Wow, man, I miss Ramadan. I wish we were back in Ramadan. They're like, what? You had to go without coffee. You had to like whatever. Or some women like love wearing the niqab, like over their face or the burqa or the hijab or whatever it is. They can't comprehend it. It does not compute. Say how? No, you can't. You're oppressed. You're colonized. You're internally like whatever, you know, you're just doing it because your father forces you or whatever. No, because the whole thing is that we're not living for ourselves in the first place. We're living for Allah. And once you submit yourself to Allah, you actually become the slave of God, then that's actually when you become really free. If you try to submit to anything else, your own desires, your own happiness, following your heart, all this Disney nonsense, you're always going to be a slave. You're going to be a slave of the corporations. You're going to be a slave of the consumer society. You're going to be a slave of the matrix, whatever you want to call it, right? The second you submit to God, that's when you're free.